This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say two police officers who forcefully arrested a 73-year-old woman with dementia have warrants out for their arrest. Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali face criminal charges for using excessive force. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin.
And I hope today can be a step towards rebuilding trust between the criminal justice community and the Larimer County community, as well as seeking justice for Ms. Garner's family.
Karen Garner suffered a dislocated shoulder and broken arm during the arrest. Jury selection has begun in the trial of one of two suspects in the 2019 STEM school shooting in suburban Denver. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
600 potential jurors have submitted their questionnaires. Lawyers will start working through that pool in the coming days. 20-year-old Devon Erickson faces first-degree murder charges for his alleged role in the attack, which killed senior Kendrick Castillo and injured 8 other students. A second participant has already pleaded guilty and was sentenced to up to 40 years in prison. Because Erickson was 18 at the time of the attack, he could be sentenced to life without parole. The trial is expected to take several weeks. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
CU Board of Regents approved a $1.3 million payment today for the remainder of outgoing President Mark Kennedy's contract. Kennedy cited a change in the board's focus and philosophy for his leaving. The board flipped to a Democratic majority after Coloradans voted last November. Denver's at 67 degrees, Fort Collins 70. This is CPR News.